The U.S. Green Building Council presents Growing Green Building Talent, how employers can support high school career development in their communities. In addition to listening to this report, it can also be downloaded as a PDF on usgbc.org. Learn what you can do to build the pipeline of future green building professionals. In the building sector, there is a growing challenge, attracting new employees with talent and training them in the skills and knowledge needed to design, build, and operate modern, technologically sophisticated, healthy, and efficient buildings. By 2027, today's high school students will be entering the workforce. The opportunities afforded to them today will impact the trajectories of their professional lives. USGBC's network of hundreds of thousands of professionals is the green building workforce, and those professionals hold the key to expanding the availability of education, experiences, and expertise in the green building labor market. Green building companies and their employees have immense opportunities to support the K-12 schools, teachers, and students that produce future workers. By engaging students who want sustainably focused jobs, companies can actively shape an emerging local workforce prepared for green building job openings. This resource provides 6 ideas for how green building companies can become more involved in strengthening education, engagement, and experiences for students in their communities. Individual employees, groups, or whole companies can implement these ideas. Likewise, the beneficiaries can be individual students, schools, or entire school systems. If you haven't engaged with local schools before, first familiarize yourself with their career development resources by connecting with the district's administration and explore your local career centers and workforce boards. There are likely some great initiatives underway, and you and your company can bring a new green jobs angle or infuse existing programming with a sustainability lens. The first idea we'll review is creating opportunities in your organization. What is work-based learning? According to Jobs for the Future, work-based learning is an approach to training in which a student completes meaningful tasks in a workplace. It can include experiences such as job shadowing, company tours, internships, and pre-apprenticeships. The federal government is already a major supporter. In the latest version of the Funding Mechanism for Career Technical Education, Perkins v. Work-Based Education is among the top priorities for states to implement. High schools across America are setting up work-based learning opportunities with companies in their communities and preparing students with the work readiness skills needed for these experiences, such as teamwork, communications, and critical thinking. Work-based learning can also help students develop a professional network beginning in high school, which is especially important for students from lower-income families. LinkedIn found that factors like where you grow up, where you go to school, and where you work can give you an advantage of up to 12 times more access to opportunity. Given this inequity, employers should take extra measures to reach disadvantaged students. Your company's work-based learning opportunity could change the course of a student's future. If your employer has a diversity, equity, and inclusion initiative, consider how you can increase access to job opportunities for students who are Black, female, or who have lower incomes. All groups that are underrepresented in the clean energy economy sector. What can you do to create learning opportunities for students? Here are a few examples of how your company can create effective work-based learning opportunities that prepare students of all backgrounds for careers in green building. Job shadowing. Job shadowing involves a student spending time alongside a professional observing what they do and how they work for a period of a few hours to a few weeks. A job shadowing opportunity can be coordinated through a school's district's career office or directly from a company's job openings page. Morrissey Engineering, a USGBC member company based in Omaha, Nebraska, offers a recurring job shadowing program for high school students curious about becoming mechanical or electrical engineers. Among the benefits of the company's program is developing relationships that will help students find internships and jobs in the future. Internships, ideally paid, are usually a longer-term and more project-oriented opportunity for high school students to contribute to a company's work while gaining employability skills and building their resume. As with job shadowing, any company can host internships and recruit through their network, or it can partner with a local organization that provides a structure for the internship duration. EcoRise, a USGBC education partner, coordinates green building internships for traditionally underrepresented students in Texas and Massachusetts. EcoRise provides training sessions for students and partners with local professionals who help to integrate field experiences. Youth apprenticeships allow high school students to experience technical, on-the-job training, and they are expanding across the country according to New America's Partnership to Advance Youth Apprenticeship, because of their focus on connecting the learning needs of students with the talent needs of the industry. It's common for youth apprenticeships to work 16 to 24 hours a week during the school year, then increase their workload during summers and after high school graduation. High schools or community organizations often subsidize the cost of the coursework. The CEO of Siemens Incorporated recently spoke about the company's experience with youth apprenticeships. Listen to the video and then take the next step by exploring setting up a youth apprenticeship program in your company. Take action. First, determine if high schools in your areas already have a process for setting up work-based learning opportunities aligning with existing career-oriented programs of study. Usually, school district websites include information about workforce development programs, often called career technical education. Speak with the CTE coordinator to learn about work-based learning options. Then, have an informed discussion with your company's leadership and human resources about setting up structured opportunities to bring students into your work. If you get the green light, think about who will need to be involved from your company and what time of year you're interested in hosting and what projects or programs are best suited to job shadowing, internships, or youth apprenticeships. Consider how you can reach all students in your community to develop inclusive and meaningful opportunities. The next idea we'll review is career mentoring, a personal connection to student success. Another way green building professionals can support students' job aspirations is through career-oriented mentoring. Enrolling in a program that connects professionals with students for career exploration is a quick start option for impacting a young person's life. According to Mentor, the National Mentoring Partnership, mentored students are 55% less likely than their peers to skip a day of school and 130% more likely to hold leadership positions. Mentoring connects a young person to personal growth and development and social and economic opportunity. USGBC Florida leader Ashante Green's story is a testament to the impact of mentorship in a green building career journey. While a student at Jacksonville's Randolph Academies of Technology, Green participated in the Northeast Florida affiliate of the National ACE Mentor Program for multiple years. She graduated high school with 4 years of construction trades education and multiple professional certifications. Only through her experience as an ACE mentee did she encounter an architect who looked like her. Quote, "There were two black female architects and three other women who were passionate about sustainability and not just green construction, but green communities," said Green. "Seeing professionals in a space I wanted to be in take time out of their busy day to come mentor me meant a lot." Green was inspired to continue her green building professional journey, and today she practices green architectural design, is an elected official on the Duval Soil and Water Conservation District Board of Supervisors, and is a mentor with ACE. "Having someone pour into me at a very young age was really inspirational. Knowledge is a resource that we have to pass on," she says. Steph Leonard, Associate Director of the West North Central Region of USGBC, coaches mentors who work with students to benchmark their school buildings as part of the Green Students Mentoring Program. She encourages mentors to use their project management skills to help students stay on track and to use their sustainability design thinking to provide a larger context. Students learn and communicate differently than professionals, so being flexible and open to trying new ways of doing things will result in a mentor-mentee relationship that is mutually beneficial. A mentee isn't the only person changed as a result of mentorship. Here are a few examples of mentoring opportunities for green building professionals. Green operations and maintenance mentoring. Put your green building know-how to good use by helping K-12 students measure the sustainability performance of their school buildings and take action to improve it. Mentors lend their technical expertise to helping students benchmark and analyze sustainability indicators such as water, energy, and waste. In doing so, mentors demonstrate the role of their occupation in making buildings greener. Reach out to a local school to offer your services, or use the Building Learners Program, which pairs professionals with a local class that is using a data-driven approach to understanding and improving the impact of buildings on the environment, human health, and equity. AEC Industry Mentoring. Join other professionals in the architecture, engineering, and construction industries in your community to mentor high school students in free career-oriented after-school programming in more than 70 regions across the U.S. ACE mentors design and support structured year-long experiences for schools wherein groups of mentees emulate design teams, gaining valuable knowledge and skills directly from their industry mentors. Green building is a growing component of the ACE experience for mentors and mentees. ACE mentor Southeast Regional Director Zhu Chen says, "All of the final ACE presentations I watched this year had sustainability as part of the projects." STEM career mentoring. Connect with your local STEM network to see if it offers a structured mentoring program. Mentoring students in middle or early high school can be a powerful experience because that's when they are developing their sense of which subjects they enjoy and when they feel most confident in pursuing further study and experiences. According to Mentor, mentors can be important for all types of students, regardless of their STEM abilities or current level of future STEM planning. Mentoring relationships seem to be valuable, especially when deployed in an effort to maximize the long-term engagement of groups that have traditionally struggled to show interest or persist in STEM fields. Take action. First, determine your preferences. To best communicate what you have to offer as a mentor, how much time each month do you have to contribute? Would you prefer a one-on-one pairing, being part of a small group, or working with many students on a project? Which professional knowledge and skills do you want to share with students? Check in with your local school district's CTE office to see if they already offer mentorship opportunities with students in their building science, energy, or sustainability programs. If you work for a company, don't forget to check with your human resources department to see if they are already engaged in a structured mentorship program. Up next, engaging directly in learning experiences. Invest in future green building professionals. Another way your company can support local schools while inspiring career connections is to donate your time, expertise, or resources directly to classes. For over a decade, Creekside High School Career Academy teacher Ali Pressel has been partnering with professionals from her local community. The teacher in St. Augustine, Florida, notes the impact it has had on her professional growth and her students' growth in her environmental science classes. "I feel like I would be lost without my partners in the classroom," she says. Pressel students have had the opportunity to learn from their geo mentor, who flies drones around their school to demonstrate how geographic information system images can help analyze situations with the school building and grounds. A different group of industry partners participate in the school's Project Green program, advising on technical and communication aspects of student projects. Yet another business partner helps students create portfolios to express themselves during career explorations. In Salem Kaiser Public Schools in Salem, Oregon, CTE Director Jim Orth agrees that engagement by a business partner brings next-level learning for students. He recommends that partners bring to the classroom an activity they do on a normal basis in their job, something that students can engage directly with and that orients them to tasks involved in an occupation that could become theirs in the future. Quote, the time industry donates to classrooms is more valuable than donations, says Orth. For companies, it's onboarding that can train students the way they want them to be in the field. More examples of ways businesses can directly support learning experiences include STEM hubs, which exist in regions across the country, offer a way for companies to spark interest in green building at an earlier age. Networks such as those in Arkansas and Lincoln, Nebraska, offer abundant opportunities for businesses to engage students in STEM-based experiences. Student leadership programs like Skills USA thrive on volunteer support for their student competitions in career clusters such as architecture and construction or STEM. If you want to expand your reach, leverage a platform like NEPRIS that digitally connects educators and learners with a network of industry professionals, bringing real-world relevance and career exposure to all students. Having community partners in the classroom, Pressel says, the students automatically become more engaged in what they're learning because it feels like they are contributing to real-world connections outside of the classroom. Take action, how to support a student's interest in green building. Reach out to the CTE department at your local school district to learn which schools offer programs that align with your green building competencies, design, engineering, construction, etc. Ask them to introduce you to an administrator, career specialist, or educator so you can learn more about ways your company can support the work they are already doing. Some districts, like Salem Kaiser, have robust web pages for industry opportunities. You may be connected directly with a teacher who can describe opportunities to support student learning experiences. Pressel suggests share a short bio with the school or teacher, then ask what are the specific needs you have, any topics that we can share resources or materials on with you and the students. Then, talk with colleagues at your company about what resources you can make available to support a class. Maybe it's taking time to coach students through a hands-on project. Perhaps it's loaning technical tools for a real-world simulation or orchestrating a project tour. Clear communication with both the teacher and your coworkers will ready you and everyone involved for the most rewarding experience. After you've established a relationship with the teacher, consider how you might turn your one-time contribution into an annual one. School staff interviewed for this report agree that the companies and teachers who have sustained relationships year after year are the most successful partnerships. Soon, you'll be able to connect with the teacher over the summer to provide feedback and make adjustments as they and you plan out the school year. The next idea we'll review is shaping preparation programs. Help ensure local graduates are ready for work. Another option is to participate in the process of designing the academic standards that high schools use to prepare students for entry into careers. Green building is a rapidly expanding field, and the responsibility for transferring knowledge to career preparation programs lies with the professionals and companies in the field today. CTE programs exist in most school districts across the country, and they are tasked with providing career preparation learning experiences to equip students for mostly local job markets. They are therefore attuned to local labor conditions and have the flexibility to design learning experiences that have local relevance. A great example is the excellent engineering and technology programs offered in Clark County School District, located just down the road from Tesla's Gigafactory in Sparks, Nevada. In addition to job market data, CTE programming is informed by the industry. Companies participate in the formulation of learning targets with the aim of graduating students who have the technical skills and foundational skills to immediately contribute to the workforce. This is accomplished by advisory committees at the state and local levels, and participating in one as a volunteer is an incredibly valuable contribution to students, the community, and your own company. According to the New Jersey Office of Career Readiness within their Department of Education, the primary purpose of the CTE Program Advisory Committee is to assist educators in establishing, operating, and evaluating the CTE program and to provide expertise and insight about current, future industry and technological changes. Greg Plavkin, Sustainability Specialist with the Gensler Office in Washington, D.C., recently had the opportunity to advise on updating architecture CTE standards for the District of Columbia's schools. CTE staff had proposed changes to the standards, so it was Plavkin and his fellow volunteers' responsibility to review, looking for the skills and knowledge that he knows from experience are integral to today's architecture field. Throughout his career, Plavkin has seen the benefits of incorporating sustainability into design versus viewing it as a standalone concept, and he has seen how the industry has evolved in that direction. So while serving as an advisor, he advocated for integrating sustainability across the curriculum and suggesting ways to look for evidence of this learning in student outcomes. Plavkin says the total time commitment was low, and he feels more invested in the next generation of sustainability professionals as a result. Take action. Leverage your know-how to inform curriculum. Industry advisory committees exist at the school, district, and state levels and all benefit from volunteers who are informed and passionate about their work. Determine at which level you're interested in serving and reach out to learn about openings in your area of expertise. CTE programs of study vary from locale to locale, but most include architecture, construction, engineering, and manufacturing. Northeast Florida teacher Allie Pressel relies heavily on input from her school's industry advisory board, composed of educators, administrators, and company representatives. Quote, more and more students in Florida have invested in bringing community partners into work with schools during the summer, even before students are in classrooms, says Pressel. Visit your school's district CTE or career development website to learn about district-level opportunities to review curricular frameworks and educational programming. Advanced CTE, the National Association of State-Level CTE Professionals, has information on state advisory groups. Once you've established your volunteer role, be sure to reflect individually with colleagues and via professional associations on the key insights you want to represent. What trends and data, as well as SAGE observations, will you advocate for inclusion into standards? How will you represent the opportunities available and the skills and knowledge required in the green building field? The next idea we'll review is investing in teachers. Help educators learn about green building careers. A great way to support students, your future workforce, is to invest in their teachers' professional development. Helping even one teacher can in turn reach between 20 and 150 students a year. Green building is a rapidly expanding field, and industry partners can help educators' knowledge of the field stay current and relevant. That helps your company prepare local job candidates who have the knowledge and skills to get right to work. Across the U.S., companies are engaging with teachers in knowledge exchanges that are mutually beneficial, whether via teacher externships, mentoring, or events that connect teachers to industry. There are likely already opportunities in your community to plug into or catalyze. Here are some examples we like and the impact they're having. Externships are a unique professional development opportunity where teachers are immersed in a company to learn about the skills and competencies needed to succeed in that industry or career path. The experience strengthens an educator's teaching abilities and brings relevant, real-world context into the classroom. For a company, an externship program provides a sustained relationship with schools, which leads them to be ultimately more effective in creating a pipeline of future employees. In Oregon, for example, the Willamette Education Service District partnered with the local chapter of the Associated General Contractors to respond to unfilled positions in the construction industry. Though educators are tasked with preparing students for life and careers beyond school, Willamette ESD manager Cherry Clark says, "The reality is that they don't always have industry experience, or if they do, it's outdated." Since 2016, the Willamette Externship Program has hosted hundreds of educators in externships within local construction companies. For 8 days during the summer, teachers engage in experiences from the job site to the administrative office to learn employability skills that can be transferred to the classroom and build relationships with local businesses. Teachers earn master's level course credit and are provided a stipend for their time from local and federal workforce funds. On the other coast, USGBC member companies Gilbane, Autodesk, Nietzsche Engineering, and Alkes Manfredi Architects paired up with Boston Public Schools and United Way to host an externship program focused on green and sustainable design in the architecture, engineering, and construction industries. Kelly Ann Mahoney, Youth Program Specialist at Autodesk, shares that the goal for the externship program is to create a space for educators to learn and apply cutting-edge tools to improve learning in the classroom and prepare students for future work. Bringing together multiple firms within one program allows them to model the cross-industry collaboration that is needed to meet increasing demands on the industry. Top of mind for these four firms is that Boston's building industry is booming, and, as Mahoney says, "We believe the industry would benefit by gaining a wider diversity of perspectives to address pressing issues such as those related to sustainability." Similar to Oregon, the Boston externship program spans 2 weeks, includes on-site experiences and a stipend for teachers, and culminates with teachers developing a lesson plan based on what they've learned. Over the years, Autodesk employees have engaged with the teacher externs by leading workshops and serving as one-on-one mentors, which gives them insight into how to best open career pathways into the AEC industry for all students. Mahoney shares, "If teachers can see themselves in these roles, then they will be more likely to see their students in them. If they embrace a mindset of continuous learning and adaptability, then their students will too." Teacher industry events provide a quicker opportunity for teachers to learn about careers directly from the professionals employed in an industry. Over the course of a couple of hours, educators can hear professionals talking about the type of work they do, emerging trends, and skills and knowledge that are required of employees. Teachers walk away with from-the-source information about the occupations for which they prepare students, as well as new relationships with local companies. The Career Technical Education, CTE, department in Salem-Keizer Public Schools in Oregon partners with its local Chamber of Commerce to host a CTE and industry summit each year, with time slots for nearly 20 industry sectors, including architecture and construction, and engineering and manufacturing. The ultimate value of these programs that support educators is that everyone benefits: educators, their students, companies, and the local economy. As Mahoney notes, "As we prepare for the future of work and the health of our planet, teachers need a seat at the table." Take action. Grow green building knowledge among teachers. Find existing programs to expand into green building. Your local school district, Chamber of Commerce, Workforce Development Board, or professional association may already have programs to support teachers' professional development. Ask how you can infuse green building knowledge into them. If such programs don't already exist, contact your school's district's CTE department to discuss how your company could support teachers of architecture, construction, energy, engineering, and so on. Your local USGBC community could be a great partner in hosting an event to bring together teachers and green building professionals using one of the models described above. If you want to connect directly to teachers with an offer to mentor on green building topics and experiences, ask your school district's CTE department to suggest teachers within the schools and programs that best align with your company's work and your professional skill sets. Programs such as EcoRise's Green Building Academy provide a platform for industry professionals to support teachers while they receive training in green building instruction. The next idea is supporting student access to industry certifications. Help educators learn about green building and its careers. As part of the U.S. Green Building Council's community, you're probably aware of the role of industry credentials in verifying knowledge and skills in a particular topic or vocation. LEED professional credentials are well documented as helping green building professionals gain and share knowledge of the field and stay at the forefront of sustainability topics. Such credentials are increasingly important in high school CTE programs, helping students and teachers attain and apply industry knowledge and skills. In fact, one of the components of Perkins V, the federal program that funds CTE programs in schools nationwide, is that career-aligned programs of study, e.g., architecture and construction, engineering, manufacturing, etc., must culminate in an industry certification. As such, federal funding supports the pursuit of industry certification, and many states and districts pre-approve credentials deemed valuable to their respective industry. In Florida, one of the states that has approved the LEED Green Associate exam, teachers can access Career and Professional Education, CAPE, funding to offset the cost of purchasing study material and registering students for the exam. Allie Pressel, a teacher in the Environmental Science Career Academy at Creekside High School, has helped more than 40 of her students pursue the LEED Green Associate credential over the past 5 years, with about an 80% first-time pass rate. She credits the credential's rigor for being included on the CAPE list and its student discount for making it accessible so students or their parents don't have to pay for it. Industry credentials aren't simply teaching to the test. Green building curriculum is turning up in more and more classrooms across the country because teachers and administrators realize how the content helps them meet multiple learning objectives. Heather McCombs, author of the LEED Green Associate Exam Preparation Guide, published by ATP, an instructor of an exam prep courses for 13 years, has begun working with high school teachers to bring the content into their classrooms. She explains that through the pursuit of green building industry credentials, students gain sustainability literacy, technical knowledge around building sciences, inspiration from solutions-oriented thinking, and practical knowledge they can immediately apply to the buildings they occupy. Take action to improve access to industry certifications. Advocate for your state or district to adopt the LEED Green Associate as an approved industry certificate. Through an online search or by reaching out directly to your state or local school district's CTE office, you can determine whether the credential has already been adopted as an approved industry certification. If it hasn't, learn the process for applying and coordinate with your local USGBC community to submit requested documentation. This is usually an application and perhaps testimonials from local professionals. While the LEED Green Associate is the most widely recognized and comprehensive green building designation, additional credentials that focus on more specific facets are gaining steam, such as the GPRO Fundamentals of Green Building, which teaches green construction and building operations, and Passive House Primer, which teaches construction and real estate tactics that emphasize energy efficiency and ventilation. If you are a practitioner or credential holder, consider how you might inform and advocate for additional green building related industry certifications that align with CTE programs of study in your community. Remember, industry certifications that have been pre-approved have a fast track to the classroom, but even where not pre-approved, teachers can still include them in their plans through a more manual process. That's where you can also help. Support students' pursuit of credentials. Work with your local USGBC community or your local district's CTE program to bring a relevant teacher the idea of using LEED as a framework for learning green building. Offer your support in preparing the educator to teach the content, either through planning or by engaging directly with students. And together, explore how to help the school access funds to offset the cost of the LEED Green Associate exam for students who choose to pursue it. Connect with existing programs like EcoRise's Green Building Academy, where teachers are provided training, adapted curricular materials, and study materials through a partnership with exam prep provider GBES. Through this program, nearly 3,000 students have participated in green building education, including 23 students and 8 teachers who have taken the LEED Green Associate exam. Volunteer your time to bring real-world examples to the classroom as students establish foundational knowledge through the LEED framework. Sponsor a teacher's pursuit of the LEED Green Associate credential. Once obtained, the credential is a fantastic way for a teacher to indicate mastery of the topic of green building. Your financial support can make pursuing a credential possible, and your technical support, think of yourself as a study buddy, can make the difference in the teacher's confidence heading into the exam. Reach out to your school district's CTE office to learn which teachers may be a good fit and connect with them to offer your support. Starting in 2022, USGBC offers a LEED Green Associate exam prep take teach course in which teachers receive exam prep, classroom materials, the cost of the exam, and peer learning for a discounted price. Building the national pipeline. Green building professionals are a diverse group who work in every aspect of the industry: design, building, operations, furnishing, finance, advocacy, and promotion. Together, they create healthy, vibrant, and sustainable buildings and communities. Signs point to the continued expansion of the green building field as policies and purchasing preferences trend toward energy efficiency, health and wellness, and decarbonization. To help make jobs in green building more accessible, USGBC has created a website to share stories from practitioners and resources for developing a green building career pathway. Check it out at green-careers.usgbc.org. On the site, you'll find job type profiles, education courses, info on professional credentials and certifications, and resources on occupations that support LEED buildings and communities. Plus, in recommending events and outreach to green building companies, the site fosters connections between sustainability's trailblazers and rising stars, encouraging conversations, job shadowing, internships, apprenticeships, and hiring. Existing leaders in green building now have another way to develop a pipeline of talent to replace retiring employees and become leaders in new technologies. The green building industry shapes the places in which we live, learn, work, and play, and should represent all of us. USGBC is an inclusive family of individuals from around the globe who thrive in occupations that are exciting, competitive, and meaningful. We welcome you to explore the site and find your place in our community.